Yeah, good question is, you know, how are some of the moral and ethical practices of Jehovah's Witnesses different from those in Orthodox Christian teaching? And here, these would be things we would normally consider in different issues. For example, the celebration of birthdays. Jehovah's Witnesses forbid the celebration of birthdays because according to them, there's only two birthdays in the Bible that are celebrated. And they say it was Pharaoh's and Herod's. And at both birthdays, a murder occurred, and therefore birthdays somehow are only celebrated by evil people. And of course, to even begin to analyze that kind of an argument, there's so many fallacies associated with it. The fact is that, yes, Pharaoh may have been evil, but it doesn't mean that everything he did was evil because he was evil, or Herod as well. In fact, you might note that Pharaoh, even though he did kill someone on that day, he released someone on that day, granted clemency on that day to someone. Or even more clear, to put it more broader, you know, Hitler was evil, but if Hitler had teeth, it doesn't mean I have to knock mine out. So this is why, you know, there's all sorts of root fallacies, genetic fallacies, and other, you know, reasonable fallacies associated with it. But the point is, Jehovah's Witnesses make it a point of contention not to celebrate their birthday because they say somehow it's against the will of God. Whereas there's actually pretty good evidence that there's actually at least two birthdays that are celebrated in the Bible. And if you look at Job chapter 1, I think some of the better exegesis of Job 1, where he was having a feast for his children, each on their own day, that's old Hebrew speak for their birthday. They're having a special remembrance that day, in honor of God giving them life. And of course, the biggest birthday that's celebrated in the Bible is the birth of Christ. The angels are celebrating, the shepherds are celebrating. And so the idea that you can't celebrate the birth of a human being, the fact that God gives life, is just completely foreign to the scriptures. But this is part of the bondage of being in Jehovah's Witnesses. Or, while it's a moral prohibition, it's also a theological prohibition for Jehovah's Witnesses. Blood transfusions. The idea that they're not allowed to have a blood transfusion because they misread a passage in the book of Acts that said where it talks about where the Jerusalem Council is together and it says that there's no eating blood. Well, they interpret having a blood transfusion as eating blood, hence they can't have a blood transfusion. And as such, they purposely make decisions to allow wives, husbands, children to die when they could have been saved by a simple blood transfusion. And again, they used to be against vaccinations, they used to be against all kinds of things. So these, whether their medical knowledge, which is evolving after a certain number of people die and Jehovah's Witnesses, you know, a few decades later, sometimes their leaders will change their mind on something. But unfortunately, this is the problem of having man-made law over God's law put into Christian life. You end up in bondage.